Now a postscript to last night's state dinner honoring Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The guest list was typical. It included political power brokers, some journalists, including my co-host Audie Cornish, a few movie stars, and also my next guest.
Hi, I'm Twyla LeGarry, and I work at Wynn in Las Vegas as an accounts payable supervisor.
And how did you get invited to last night's state dinner?
So I had written a letter to President Obama in July. I just thanked him for encouraging me to go to school. He had said that he thinks that everybody should have an education. And when he said that, I said, you know what, I'm going to go and get my associate's degree. And now I'm going for my bachelor's with my major in history so that when I retire, I can start my own business in genealogy, researching family histories.
You're, if I'm not mistaken, 60 years old, not the typical student.
Yes, and I really encourage all the young students. I tell them, well, you don't want to look like me when you graduate college, do you?
What was the highlight of the state dinner for you?
Just listening to President Obama and Prime Minister Trudeau speak and how positive they are, and I just love them.
Well, Ms. Twyla LeGarry, thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of your time in Washington.
Thank you.
Twyla LeGarry and her husband were guests at last night's state dinner at the White House.